Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
We're going to chat about the Gaelic Games weekend. Delighted to say that David Brady joins us on the phone. David, how are you?
Damien, how you doing, buddy? How's things?
Good to talk to you. Ian is with us here in studio as well. Plenty to get stuck into, I suppose. From a Division 1 perspective, what for you is the standout game of the weekend? Is there any doubt?
I think there's a little doubt, but everyone else would be saying it's going to be the Mayo-Dublin game, and it is. Look, after the spectacle that was served up last September, we would wish, we would hope that it could be some sort of a repeat of what was an unbelievable All-Ireland final. But if you look at it, there's two teams at the opposite end of the spectrum. At this moment in time, Dublin have smoothly waltzed away past any obstacle that's come in front of them the last 2 months in the National League. They're on top of Division 1, where they have been in the last 5 years. They've been consistently playing well, and they come up against probably the only team that has consistently put it up against them in the last 5 or 6 years. But Mayo are, for me, at the opposite end of the spectrum. Now, isn't anything new? We've seen it before. If you look even back to last year in the league meeting, there was a 12-point difference in the game. And it's probably, and I'm saying, is it an excuse? It's a reality, I think, that Mayo are focused on one thing and one thing only. And you cannot continuously perform to the level that they need to perform in championship and in the league when you haven't got the bench, you haven't got the panel, and you've got a load of players that's injured, a load of the likes of Killian O'Connor who's suspended. But the reality, Damien, is this game needs to be competitive from Mayo perspective, and I would actually single out the likes of Denny Kirby, Conor Loftus, David Drake, like these three guys, young guys who should be up and coming. They come on in the All-Ireland final, and I for one feel that they need to make an individual impression tomorrow if they're going to have any influence in Mayo getting anywhere in the championship, or if them guys are going to become main players for Mayo.
Ian, it's getting almost a little bit boring at this stage, these previews, and it's the same across the board. On Monday we talk about how easy Dublin had it against teams, and on Friday we talk about how this Dublin juggernaut is never going to stop. So what we need now is Dublin to lose a couple of games.
Maybe, yeah, but listening to David there on Mayo, I mean, I almost sympathise with him, and I mean that in a nice way. Trying to philosophise about Mayo every season, it's no easy task. He is right in the sense that like Dublin have just picked up where they've left off last year, whereas Mayo have dropped back for a whole variety of reasons. And we say this every year, and it always comes back to haunt us. But I mean, I do fear a little bit for Mayo. I mean, last year's campaign, 10 games, they just about nearly got over the line. I mean, there's only so many times you can keep going to that well. But yeah, I mean, but I think he's right as well. They have to be competitive on Saturday night. I mean, I would fear that if another heavy defeat, you know, they could be looking at relegation. They haven't been relegated only in 20 odd years for Mayo. So you know, once you start slipping back like that, missing a lot of players. But I think if you look at the 28 models, say, compared to Dublin versus Mayo, and say it was a car, you're looking at all the miles on the Mayo clock versus that Dublin team, and you kind of go, how much longer can they keep going, and how much longer can you keep, you know, riding up the team? But then again, you know, they've done it before, and no better team to prove us all wrong, let's put it that way.
Mayo don't take out the Ferrari until the summer.
One way of putting it, yeah. How many Ferraris have you got left in the garage?
We've only the one left.
Yeah, good luck with that. Just in terms of looking across the dynamic of the rest of the league, like Monaghan against Tyrone, big opportunity for Monaghan tomorrow evening to not just progress within the league, but to put down somewhat of a marker in terms of Ulster later in the year. And Donegal against Kildare, both teams with a duck egg in advance of the weekend. So there are two games that are worth keeping an eye on.
Big time, and Damien, you said it, it's an opportunity. People are saying, it'll be good for Monaghan to stay up. For me, after their win last weekend, and you know, it's kind of a week in, week out basis, they played 7 days ago against, and they had a very good win over Kerry. I can see Monaghan contesting a league final if they win tomorrow night. Like, it's a massive, massive game against Tyrone. The likes of Jack McCarron, he's, for me, you know, an absolutely fantastic footballer, and he has his master there beside him in Conor McManus. They have a lethal full forward line, and I think Monaghan are just going from strength to strength. The best manager, bar Jim Gavin, in the country, in my mind, at this present moment, is Malachy O'Rourke, and he's proved it. But I think the game of the weekend for me is teams on the bottom of the league and no points. You have Kildare and Donegal. If there's such a thing as winning with some, or losing with some sort of positivity, I would actually say that Kildare have done it. And they've been unlucky. There have been a few calls that went against them. If you remember, Matty Donnelly's unbelievable winning point for Tyrone against Kildare last weekend robbed them of at least a draw. I think this is going to be a massive game. Whoever loses goes down. I think Kildare has some positivity, but when you have the likes of Paddy McBrady shooting the lights out, Michael Murphy is coming back. He's only going to start probably his first game all year. That's a positive. He's been kind of primed. He's been looked after, and I think it's going to be a massive game. And for me, I think the likes of, it's a home advantage to Donegal.
So, if we were to talk then about the team that's disappointed you most, is the flip side of that then, would it be Donegal?
You know what? It has to a degree. Now, we always have to just talk in the present. And if we look back last year, all we could do with Damien was talk about Donegal, this young, up-and-coming team they didn't really care who they come up against. They played positive football. They pushed up all the way to the maximum in the league. But now they've kind of, Declan Bonner has come in. He wants to put his imprint. And I have to say, in fairness to him, he's putting a positive imprint from an attacking perspective, from a setup and a style perspective. Will it benefit them more in the championship than the league? I think it will. But I disappointing wise that they're on the bottom. But whoever loses this game, I would nearly say guaranteed will go down.
Okay.
And you don't have any. You don't make an impression in championship from Division Two. That's my opinion.
Very briefly, if you would, your thoughts then on Kerry against Galway.
Galway, top of the league. Man says they're a team that hasn't been in Division One for 6 years, and they're like as if they're there for they're every year for the last 6 years. I think Galway are playing fantastic football. Kevin Walsh again has imprinted in the last 2 or 3 years in this team, the likes of Damien Comer, Shane Welsh. They played Mayo off the park 2 weeks ago. It's a big game. You have the two younger players for Kerry, the David Cliffords and Sean O'Shea's. They're really putting the marker down to Eamon Fitzmaurice to say, you know what, we're going to be there and we're going to be 1/3 your forwards in the championship. I think the momentum that Galway have. Well, we're going to get 4 out of 4.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Dave. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Damien.
David Brady with us there. Ireland trailing Wales 19-3 in the 20s game. Half an hour played. Leinster 15 minutes played. They've 2 converted tries on the board. They lead the Kings by 14-5. With the Kings have just gone over, so their conversion is still to come. Ian O'Riordan's with me here. We're going to chat through the hurling weekend, and I suppose I know we're talking about these head-to-head weekends, but if you were to look at kind of the plump fixtures of the weekend, you probably would side with the hurling this weekend, wouldn't you?
Well, that's it. Here we are, last but not least, to the hurling in this wall of sport this weekend, and three absolute gems of hurling matches. Kilkenny Tip, big rivals. Tip haven't won down in Nolan Parks in 2008. You have Wexford against Clare down at Wexford Park. I mean, the Davy Fitz factor alone, you know, native county is huge. And you have Cork against Waterford, 2 old rivals. Waterford haven't won a game this year. They have to win this game to avoid the relegation playoff. So 3 real plum ties. It's actually been a great hurling league. And
it's
again,
been brilliant, hasn't it?
I mean, I was at the Tip Wexford game last Saturday night down in Thurles, and I'm not just saying this. It was championship atmosphere. The week before that, Clare Cork was a brilliant game as well, so really good championship. But sadly it's been lost to some extent in these winter months. And then don't forget, down in Division 1B, you have All-Ireland champions Galway coming to Dublin, the Pat Gilroy factor there. Can he turn it around?
Interesting. I don't know what sense you get, but there's certainly serious questions, or in some quarters really serious questions being asked about Dublin and Pat Gilroy. And okay, he's a legend within the football, but have they backed the wrong horse?
Shut up,
here,
Damon.
Three games into the league campaign,
how many times have you been? And you could say the same Brian Cody a couple of weeks ago was already, you know, six foot in the grave, and now if they win on Sunday, they're guaranteed a quarter final spot. So, but the Gilroy thing, yeah, I mean, I think I'd certainly wonder. Like, I mean, he did bring back a lot of older players, the Conall Keenies, you know, which I'm sure he had his reasons for doing that. But he's a smart guy. I wouldn't know. I think Gilroy knows exactly what he's doing. He's trying out as many players as possible. Look, they haven't hit the ground yet by any means, but I mean, to say he's a wrong appointment, it'll certainly be premature.
The parallel was made to me during the week that Joe Smith lost his first 5 games as Leinster coach.
Did he?
I think George Hook and others were calling for him to be escorted quickly out the door to the departure lounge in Dublin Airport. And Where did he end
up? I'd say Sunday now. I mean, Galway are going to be a big test because Galway are looking for promotion. Okay, so they're not going to slip up here. They're going to hit Dublin hard on Sunday. So Dublin could get another famous start of Learwig type game. But no, I don't think it's the end of the world for Gilroy if they're not going to get out of Division 1A. That's pretty obvious. Sorry, 1B this year. But in terms of who's playing well this year, and I mean Clare, the only team unbeaten at the top of the table, they go down to Wexford. I still think Wexford are a coming team, and you talk about the Davy Fitz factor, and I think maybe it's overplayed sometimes, but he's definitely brought this team on immensely, and I'm really looking forward to that game. And I think they might take out Clare. I mean, the problem here is all those teams are missing two or three top class players because of the Fitzgibbon Cup final. Tipperary are without Jason Ford, Wexford are without Paddy Foley, I think, a defender. So it's a shame that game is further lost in this mix, but certainly as the hurling league goes, and it's non-stop, by the way, there's 4 or 5 weeks from here right through the league final, which is being played on a Saturday night in March.
I don't think people have fully come to terms with that yet.
It's silly. Look, it is silly, and then we'll be sitting around in April, assuming that all these club matches are being played somewhere behind closed doors that they probably won't be to a large extent. So look, but then again, it's been exciting, but I certainly think, from my point of view, Wexford Clare down in Wexford Park on Sunday afternoon is going to be pure championship stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Pat has texted to 51552. It was the wrong manager for the Dublin Hurlers. Don't know why Matty Kenny wasn't picked instead. That's Pat. So come here, Pat. We'll come back to this later on in the year and we'll see where we're at. The Drogheda game in the league has been delayed because apparently there's not enough bulbs in the floodlights.
Yeah, well, it's a situation. It is a very dark night.
Yeah, but still, like, for a club not to have enough lights, enough bulbs in the floodlights. We had a situation last week down in Waterford where they were calling for fans to help clear water off the pitch. So there's only so much good that the great drama of Bows and Rovers can do when you've got stories like that following them very quickly.
It happened now. I think it happened in Donnybrook earlier on tonight at the under 20 game. It was a brief power cut, and I think the game was actually sponsored by Electric Ireland, so I assume there'll be a few questions asked about that afterwards.
Yeah, they'll probably tell you now, we only sponsor them, we don't supply the bulbs, but that's an argument for a different day. We're going to chat racing to finish the programme, but all of that will follow a quick break. Back in 60 seconds.